very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, May 22nd, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about intra-party violence in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about intra-party violence in ZANU-PF.
Acting President Phelekezela Mpoko was forced to abandon an address at a ZANU-PF provincial coordinating meeting yesterday after violent clashes erupted at the party's Bulawayo provincial headquarters. The violence pitted two rival factions. Tim Lacoste is said to be fronted by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, and Generation 40 said to be fronted by Mpoko and Political Commissar Sevia Kasukwere.
Mnangagwa fell out with his one-time allies now in G40 immediately after the expulsion of former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, who was kicked out of ZANU-PF in 2014 for allegedly plotting to unconstitutionally unseat President Robert Mugabe from power. The G40 members and those now in Team Lacoste had been instrumental in contriving the expulsion of Mujuru, now leader of the National People's Party, and a replacement by Mnangagwa.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Inombolo leo nye pinda njalo, 001-202-619-2077. Yes, Luganda Balamshanje. Spoke on Wednesday, a leg of Lao Kunangali, the Bokshana Kunabantu, Omalisayo, a Escoldreni, says the NPF of Lao. So, to Abani Balimeli, Abanye, Bangani Bakwa, Zuesivil, now Kuluma, Ababoleo, Kutinjalo, Okusobala, you go to Bulisana Amakrempo, Amavili, a Lian Langona Litim, Tim Lacoste, who's a way in your Toy Generation 40. So, Kunapoge, Kubangisu Tigambe, also at this school as Gamangaman Robert Mkabimbani, now Mongameli. So kulisana lokho yakubeka place niya kunjalo.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tauti tinge tichitaura nezve nyaya yekunetsana kuri mumbato reZANU-PF pakati pevari kuzviti Team Lacoste nevari kuzviti Generation 40 ve Team Lacoste ndo vanonzi vari kutsigirana nava Phelekezela Mpoko vanovai vakafanira kubata chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika sezvo mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vari kuMexico kumusangano uri kuitwa ikokoko. Kuchiti uo wa mwanonzo wa G40 vano sanganisira uo wa Sevia Kasukwere varukunzi ne vamwe muZANU-PF ngavabude nekuti varukunzi varikuumba chatinga tichikwata chavo vachipfekera pfekera vanhu pavasingafarira kunge vari vachinzi varikuvakangadzi maparo structures mubato reZANU-PF. Ko chizotiwo vamwe vari kuinonzi Team Lacoste vanotsigira iwo mumwe mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Hongu, veZANU-PF vanosimbota havo hakuna kunetsana kwakadai kunenge kuchiitika mubato, asi zvinenge zviri kubuda kuti kunetsana kunenge kuri kune kuramba kuchienderera mberi kwakambenge kuri kuMashonaland Central kumazuva apera mapurisa akazoguma apindira kuchizotiwo kuManicaland kwange kuine kunetsanawo kwakadai Gibbs.
Yebukambeke zulukandaba sonqali funa kuti lingene kunapo kuhlelo likhumbule kuti siya live streamer ku VOA Studio 7. Kuzobuya ke VOA Shona, kuzobuya ke VOA Ndebele. Zapinda njalo, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona. So, kuti ngangena kuna pana ke likange kuti abantu batini, bese liposela elifuna kukuposela kunapo. Siyabona abanye abantu vele basilandela kuna manje, njalo sebethumezile abafuna kusithumezela kona. Ngibona kuti babhale besithini, okuqala nguLwanga Richard, uti I'm now on, I'm watching you guys. Kuzobuya lo Faustina Kulwa, uti ya, I'm there, guys. I'm following you. Yeah. So, okay. Ungabula nikula.
Wonguka kune avo varida kunge vachipinda muchirongwa chedu. Tifonerei panamba dzedu dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Nhare dzinenge dziri kumboti netsei, asi musarase mbere kune kufirwa. Rambai muchiedza kuti munge muchitibata kuti mupinde muchirongwa chedu. I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, that is Mr. Magura Charumbira, Youth District Chairperson for ZANU-PF in Bulawayo Central. Mr. Charumbira, good evening. Mr. Charumbira?
Good evening, how are you?
I'm doing fine and thanks for joining us.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing fine, thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Charumbira, tell us a little bit about what actually transpired yesterday at Davis Hall in Bulawayo. And we're told that you were injured. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Zuro ndakati njifika pa padhuze nepa Davis Hall. Ndangandri kunze kwe ya dikwe Davis Hall. Banda vingwa nika approachwa ne vakomana vanosanganisira Hardlife Njovu neanonzi Cosmas Ngube nevamwe vanga vakawanda vanga varipo vakabva vangondibata ndiri kunze vakati no uyu munhu uyu ndiye anokupa makadi zvenyu.
Taurai ndiri kukunzwai.
Hello?
Taurai zvenyu vacharambira.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, learning a little.
No, I think there's a mix.
Vacharambira muripo here parunare. Nari zvacho zvinenge zvati netsei Gibbs.
Yeah, we seem to have some delayed effect, so maybe we are going to call him back, but we've been having placing some messages that are trickling in, so I'm trying to retrieve one or two messages so that we can see what people are saying about this issue. So before we came to, here, you know, I actually posed a question, you know, on exactly these kind of factional fights, where they're going and, you know, what happened, all those kind of things. So one of the people that reacted is Mr. Anslem. He says, you know, the biggest problem is that police were standing by while these people were fighting. So I find it very awkward to see police not beating up these people like what they do whenever they're dispersing some opposition supporters. So maybe this person is bringing a new dimension to the whole thing. So if you look at the video that is circulating on social media, you can see that the police are trying to restrain you know, those people that are fighting. But in some cases, tear gas is always being fired, you know, whenever maybe it's opposition parties.
Of course, we talked to those who were at the headquarters. They were saying that maybe police were actually outnumbered because they are alleging that there were only five members of the police, although the acting president was supposed to address that gathering. So it's expected that security had to be tight. But unfortunately, some are alleging that it was not tight enough and members of the police were overpowered. And hence this clash with, I think, 10 people are said to have been injured in the process, Gibbs.
Njalo kulo babo penalty spanda, uti loko wependula umbuzo na loo, ingate simbuze wona. Uti loko abakubangayo, into enge la ngayeto, awesugananga labantu abalwa bebanga inyama, iso kutala yabola. So he's saying that, you know what they are fighting for, you know, in this case is like people fighting over some rotten meat, you know, something that is too rotten to bear, you know, but they are fighting for that. I think this is an item to say maybe ZANU-PF is in that state. So then he goes further to say, Sibonile ezindabeni ukuthi baze balimazana, iko akusimangalisi lokho ngoba kuvele kulisiko labo. So this guy is saying that this has become ZANU-PF DNA, you know, in terms of fighting and all those kind of things. So he says, it doesn't surprise him, you know, because some of these things have been happening for a long time. Right, so maybe do you have a message or something?
Not as yet, but of course, for those who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about intra-party violence in ZANU-PF. The violence erupted yesterday, Davis Hall in Bulawayo, where the party was trying the acting president was set to address the party's provincial coordinating committee, but it did not happen because the two rival factions in the party were fighting, and the factions are the so-called Generation 40, made up of Young Turks or G40, and also Team Lacoste. Those who were already at the war are from G40, and they are alleging that they were then attacked by members of the Team Lacoste, and some youths were injured in the process. Gibbs.
I think we are joined now by Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is at Huddersfield University. He's a political analyst. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Sibanda, should we read much into this intra-party violence in ZANU-PF in Bulawayo?
Yes, I think that it is a telling story of, in fact, it confirms what we've always known, that ZANU-PF succeeds on violence, and what we've always, expected, that the succession battle within ZANU-PF is going to get nasty. I think this happening at least 12 months before the next election, I think that tells also a narrative of possibility of a lot of violence until the succession battle is completely decided. And I think that Zimbabweans have to be wary, and the opposition must now prepare then to fight even harder against violence, because after ZANU-PF are done with themselves, they're certainly going to transfer this to the rest of the electoral process. And I think that we've got to be, everybody's got to be on the lookout. Everyone who's concerned about violence and human rights must now prepare to monitor the situation and do whatever is possible to prevent further and more dangerous violence in the coming months.
Yeah, masu skangeleke Dr. Sibanda ukuthi okwenzakala ku ZANU-PF enxa kungahlupa ngesika sokhetho kuze kuphinde kuhluphe enxa sokugediyoza kedwa. So ke ubona ngazani ke amaqembu la alwisanayo azakhumisana yini umlota kungakafiki ukhetho lolubuyayo.
Ngibona ngani kuzaba lobubelo nxa kuyikuthi mhlawumbe iqembu elizaphumelela liphumisele phezulu ngelika Vice President Mnangagwa, ngoba uyazakala ku-Vice President ukuthi yena ezomsindo uyazithanda njalo akagide edebhele emuva nxa kuqala lezo ndaba. Ngibonani kuzabazima kakhulukazi ukuthi kube lokuthula nxa kuyikuthi iqembu lakhe lingaphumelelanga kulokhu elikuzamayo. Ngakho abantu fanele bazimisele ukuthi nxa kuyikuthi u-Vice President iqembu lakhe liphumelele, kube lamaqembu amaningi azabalisana lokuthi kungabi lokubisana elizweni lonke ngesikhathi sokhetho.
Yeah, what he's saying is that you know, it's going to be difficult for them to reconcile because of the difference. Maybe the difference between the two is too wide to actually close in. Yeah, so which means there's a problem.
But Dr. Sibanda, some have likened ZANU-PF to baboons. They say that you know, if there is no external enemy, they might fight, but if there is one, they will quickly circle the wagons.
I think that has been my thought over the last 3-4 years. You know, when they began the battle against Joyce Mujuru, one at that moment thought that certainly they would at some point realize that they are dividing themselves. But I think that there is a chance that we are overstating the level of organization or an organized thought process within ZANU-PF itself. I think that it is as much a disorganized institution as anything else, as long as Mugabe is not there to put it together. and that it is very difficult to undercut or understate the role that Mugabe had in bringing together all the pieces when things could have gone different ways. I think that without Mugabe at the center, as has done any other organization or any other political organization in Africa and elsewhere, that has depended on very strong military men, somebody with a strong aura, somebody everybody in the party respected and feared. Now, without that feared center, I think that the periphery will collapse. I think that the whole building might collapse and not find anybody to bring it together in time. In any case, it does seem to me that the infighting has gone on for so long that the differences between the members of the party themselves and the leadership of the different organizations have become more solid, more profound, and more difficult to overlook. And I think that one of the losing parties might just say that if it's not me, then it can't be him. That with the days, the years, and the months going on of the struggle within the party, which started with dislodging Joyce Mujuru, seems to me to suggest that it can no longer be a temporary battle. I think it has become more of a permanent disagreement now than it was, say, 3-4 years ago.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Regai tiendi kunimtereri udo kutanga va gwara dzimba magadi.
Dzimba magadi iko.
Aiwa tirinani zvedu. Muri kuona sei bata murefu bata mupfupiri muzanupefu?
Bata murefu bata mupfupiri kuitika muzanupefu ika mukanyatsoitarisa ka. Irihondo yakatanga. Pakatanga ichinayo cholocho declaration. Mukanyazo zongorora paya yakatanga hayo uri moto kamoto kamere kayanga kasatikana kutisa matanda mahombe. Pazafika iko zvino manje patiri kuinda chaiko chaiko tikazvitarisa ndingada kutenderana namisitwana kuti kana vamunangagwa vakange vari ivo vahwina hondo iyika pamwe pangava moto uyu ungadzima asi kana ukange moto uyu uchitaridza kuti vamunangagwa vari kuremerwa ndiri kuona pachiwa makoma apa because nawo inotaridza chaivo chaiko ndekuti vanhu vakatanga vachishanda navamunangagwa vacho vakashanda kuti mai mujuru vabve muzano pf ndo vamwe chete vanhu vaakuti vamunangagwa vavaii kuti vagadze muzano pf vacho futi vavakutaridza kuti havachavadi nhasi saka ezongezi vanhu ivavo varivo vakataridza kuti vane simba rokubisa mai mujuru vachidazvekutaridza kuti vachine simba rokuda kubisa vamunangagwa nhasi ka moto wacho unenge ucharema.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma gwara dzimba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Alright.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Bigi vari kugoke uko
makadi. Ndinotifona nairi mukoma Bigi ndinokungandifonera sedzo nai mukoma.
Aiwa, tichakufonerai regai tore vamwe vateereri vanenge vakawandisa asi tinorambai muchiedza.
Alright, ndatenda.
Tinotenda. Mukoma Bigi makadi.
Tosi baba akwete Bigi Mudzori.
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 Oi muri kugokwe.
Ndi mugokwe nembudziya here.
Okay, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini ndinoti regai tachirane munoziva zvinoita mweya wevanhu vakafa vachiurawa nokupondwa vari mukati menzvimbo dzese ndo vakupfuka kuti vanhu ivava vakonani. Regai zvakadaro pamwe chete nesawi nokuda kuti ivava vanhu ndo matrabhokoza vakakonzeresa kuti nyika inesagatikani nokungofamba vachirova vanhu saka tinoti kana zvakatodaro maiwee tinotenda zvikuru tinofara uyezve nokuti vanhu ivava havasi kukonzeresa kuti nyika inogare zvakanaka nenyaya yekuda kugara vachingorova vanhu saka tinoti ngazvirambe zvakadaro
asika nhai mukoma Mudzori ngoromerari vake mushaka
riro kana rodhonziwa iro kuti mavara azarau takarohwa vanhu zvirema mukati menyika ino vanhu vakakandwa mumigodhi vakangonyarara hauna chaunotaura tarisai muone zvakaitwa kupe muzunu kumunosvika achikandwa mapegas nemadzimai nevana varipo moti mwari uyu haapindiri.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamudzori nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from Mr. Mzorin Gokwe North. He's saying that, in fact, what he needs now is a packet of popcorn so that he can sit on the terraces and enjoy this infighting. He's also saying that maybe, you know, because there are allegations against ZANU-PF of killings and whatever atrocities. So he's saying that this must be avenging spirits. So he's saying let them fight. But of course, we condemn any form of violence, be it in ZANU-PF or in the opposition. You know, an eye for an eye makes the world blind. It might not be good.
Yeah, so I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Mitchell Ndlovu, a ZANU-PF activist based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yeah. How are you, my friend?
No, it's your pillar cool. Who's your
noble? Yeah, we are
Oh, yes, that was our cool civilly. Yeah, I was telling Pelapa Dovu, Zoktalapa, Zigaza Nuga Pelisa Kirilapa, Bokshana civilly. England, the Abu Bulen Dote, Lenkemba, Bokamaja.
Well, the only color that is the Nazanella, the government of the signing, everything about the Yamamis understanding, rather than the Nanguan and I.
So,
yeah, Yamamis understanding.
Bamba konapo ngaika chana baba Ndlovu ubambe konapo ke sicacise lapha ngesilungu kancane ukuthi usithini. Yes, so what Mr. Mitchell Ndlovu is saying is that you know, at times when you are together you tend to fight, and when you fight, you know, it comes from somewhere, you know, like, you know, you can rub each other in the wrong way and then end up fighting. Have we fought, me and you? I still remember, yes, but not using ingam, right? So, he says when you are colleagues, you know, it turns to fight and all those kind of things. But he says maybe that anger which drove somebody to actually step another one is not politically inclined. But he wanted to step that guy using politics as a front. Maybe as an individual, the inner self, you know, maybe drove him. Nothing else. So maybe you can.
Maybe let's bring Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda?
Yes, I think that the idea that this guy is necessarily fighting and anger came by must then indicate that this person who had broken knife was already prepared to fight and wanted to bring up this fight in this political arena, and that it is something that would be impossible in the first instance if the organization, the ZANU-PF itself, wasn't organized around violence. So I think that it is in many ways a far cry. It can be true, but it's a far cry to then assume that that could be the case. However, I think that Zimbabweans and people in ZANU-PF themselves, after this event, have to be wary about the possibility of the violence that has visited opposition political activists, opposition political members and leaders. They have to be worried about it coming back into the fray. And I want to say that, you know, one of the things that one of your callers said is that, look, this thing is long-standing, and he is right. The differences between the groups in ZANU-PF have been going on for a long time, and I think that many people within and outside ZANU-PF still have the hope that it may just be something that's happening overnight, and by the morning, by dawn, we're all going to sit honky-dory and say it's over now, we're beginning to unite and fight against the opposition. I think that they might find themselves getting too close to the election, still at battle with each other, and they might find that whoever loses the battle for the heart and soul of ZANU-PF may not be willing to accept the leadership of the other, of the winner. And that for that reason, ZANU-PF may, in fact, get into the coming election as a divided party. I have seen people have given me convincing arguments that, you know, ZANU-PF will win the election even if it was a divided party. But certainly, even if that was the case, it's not going to win convincingly. Regardless of that, the idea of violence as part of an election is very bad. However, my own research, my own experiences tell me that the Vice President Mnangagwa is inclined to extreme extents of violence. I experienced this in 2002 when I was leading election monitoring in Kwekwe, the Midlands area. And I think that that has to worry a lot of Zimbabweans, and that members of ZANU-PF must prepare for this, because it may not just be coming for members of the opposition in this upcoming election, but those who are not supporting ZANU, who are not on the same side as the vice president, may find themselves on the receiving end, and that they should be able to help the rest of society deal with the scourge of political violence that does not only cast a dark shadow over Africa, but cast a very dark shadow over the future of our country, and any hopes that we may have of transcending the difficult economic and social times. And I think that nothing must unite against violence and really begin to talk about a peaceful transition from the long and possibly celebratable period of President Robert Mugabe, and that they're not doing a service to him and to his legacy by embarking on the self-attrition dangerous process.
Thank you, Dr. Sibanda. Please, do you stay on the line? Gibson.
Yes, we futhi baba Ndlovu khona ngapho ke kobulawayo. Njengoba sitsho ke ukuthi ke kwesinye isikhathi abantu abazenzi nxa besenza khonokho, kodwa sokuyiwa phambilini kuzahamba njani? Abantu bazakhulumisana umlotha, njalo nxa bekhulumisana umlotha kuyabe kutheni?
Hayi, ngingathi nje vele ziba njengathi ukuthi lokhu kudalwe nje ukuthi abantu siyene, kodwa-ke uvele umlotha wona angiboni ukuthi kungadinga ukuthi kukhulumiswane, ngoba ngike ngatsho ngaphambili ukuthi hhayi ukungazwisani vele ziyinto ezincane ezingatholi ukuthi ziyabe sezidale khonokho. So obviously kufana nabantwana bomuntu endlizi ngabe phambanisele sekuyikuhlala nje libonisane ukuthi hhayi sekuphambanisekile ngaphana mfowethu kuyikuphela kwento. I mean, this is how I see it. Angiboni ukuthi kulothaba olukhulu okungathiwa mhlawumbe lapha sekuze kumele kwenziwe lokhu nalokhu, yinto nje engibona ukuthi ihle yadlula yaphela.
Kodwa abantu bangaba leqiniso lakho njani khonokho?
Yabona udubonalo ubonayo mina ikhonapho ukuthi indlela vele elithatha ngayo izinto leyiyezenza ukuthi abantu basale bethayana kungalungiswani, njalo umlotha wangikhona ungakhulumiswana. Uyatsho nje wena kathesi ufananisa abantu bezanu, bonke abantu abadala kakhulu ubathatha wona ubabone ngenhlelo yokuthi bangabantwana, banjengabantwana endlini. Ibandla elikhuleni njengezanu ngeke likhangele ngaleyo ndlela, ngoba nxa umuntu engumntwana uyabona mina ungangithela ubaba, kubuye ugezele ubaba, ukugezele umama, akuxoliswana kuyasiwa. Ngakho nxa abantu bonke laba bengabantwana bakamnangagwa kumbe abantwana bakamitisi Mgabe, yingekho isiproblemu yokuthi beningalila ndlela elingazisana ngayo elingakhulumisana ngayo ngaphambi nganyana ngoba liphethisana nabadala. Kufanele siqalise ukukhuluma ngabantu beZimbabwe, abantu abasupporta amavandla njengabantu abadala abathiwa ngesithiwa baku-social contract. Ukusupporta imali kuzama ukwakha i-contract, hathi ukuthi omunye umntwana uyingane ungaphansi komunye, ngabantu abalinganayo laba. Just that akuna ndlela yokwakha ilizwe engcono kunokuthi kube lamaphathi, hayikhona ukuthi bangabantwana. Leyi ndlela as a starting point irongo njalo yenza ukuthi kulisana kangkhona nxa usenzakala kungadedela emuva ngoba umuntu olwelulinalo yise vele kaxoli.
Ye uzakhona baba Moyo umphendule uNdlovu umphendule ngamafitshane khonapho. Kungani ucingo lukaNdlovu soluqhumekile. Wothi sithathe ke ubaba uMoyo oseGoli. Baba Moyo unjani?
Sathi kanjani?
Hayi siphile sondele efonini sibili Moyo. Kuyendawo lapho engizakuzwa khona kuhle. Hayi ngani yakiliza sibili sitsheta futhi. Kungani ungena emlindini Moyo. Zama futhi.
Uyangizwa manje.
Ya sokungcono. Sokungcono sibili mana khonapho. Ye phose lakho baba.
Okay.
Ye phose lakho.
Ngithi khona okwenza uphili nobhanda kuyamenza kanti. Khona lokho kwakusenzakala emandulo sokuba buyela kuyigazi wathi noma ungambulali umenzeni umenzeni kodwa igazi lakhe liyakhuluma that's why sebekhimbikisa nezingxaxa.
So ngathi sebelunywa ligazi labantu
sebelunywa ligazi lona leli yayela emandulo lona leli
chasiza baba.
Selibaluma that's why sebekhiphela nezingxaxa. Kodwa lingakhohlwa futhi nomdala wayethe khona yena uzabusa ephansi komhlaba. Ngikhoza usho kanjalo.
Akucace futhi konapho sizithi uJohn.
Ngisho ukuthi khona umdala uNkomo wathi khona mina nginandaba ngizabusa ngingaphansi komhlaba. So ispirit sona lesi yasesisebenza ke ebantwini ke sokufana ukuthi ubonakale kuyagcina sokuphehleka indlela eyiwe right. Uma kulwisana kanje kanje ube abanye abantu bayenza uhlelo lokuthi kuze kuqonde bebezophumelela. Ngoba ngapha ngithi kuyadliwa. Kodwa nomqondo manje bekuyindlela ukuthi avule acente indlela ke kuye kuqondela.
So ubona kanti kodwa lokhu kungaphendla indlela yokuthi kugcine kulunga.
Laba abalwayo kanti bayekele balo wena uthehla indlela yakho ezokwenza ukuthi ukhiphe ezokukhipha kulesi sinango esikiso manje.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke kodwa ke nxa ungacwayisa nje uZulu weZimbabwe ngokulwa khonokho njengoba sokubuya ukhetho kambe ubonani ukulwisana khonokho kuzahamba njani njengoba kulungiselela ukhetho.
Ukulwisana egandi inkinga yakhona kokulwisaneni ukuthi kuyachitheka igazi lomuntu ongazi lutho ngisaliphinda futhi elayizolo. Kodwa sicela nje ukuthi ungathi uNkulunkulu angangenelela kiko konke engakusho ngoba ukulwisana kuze kusisa ndawo kuhlala etafuleni sikhulumisane kunokuthi sibe luhlazo sezikhiphelana izingqamu uyabona sokuluhlazo ke sibona umhlaba wonke ukuthi hayi laphana vele umlo wami uzakungena.
Awubona ke Moyo okade ukhuluma laye nguDube namhlanje so ke kodwa ngiyabonga kakhulu.
NguDube limbilisele uNkulunkulu lapho.
Hayi ngizambulisa sibili kakhulu.
Kunjani kodwa eWashington khona?
Hayi Washington kungani namhlanje hayi akutshisi kangako.
Hayi nalapho ngathi kuyafudufuda umali.
Ye ungabe useJohannesburg?
Ngiseduze eCosmos City nje.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Moyo ungadinga kusasa ba.
Ungambule nakhona sumoyo bangibuluze kayi wanibize kanjalo nje kuphela nje.
Hayi kuhle gambule kuhle kakhulu ba.
Okay siyabonga bese.
Alright bye-bye. So that was Mr. Moyo is in Johannesburg saying that you know, the unfortunate part is that maybe blood is going to be spilled before, you know, the election. So he says this is the wrong way of doing things. But at the end of the day, he believes that, he sincerely believes that, you know, Joshua Nkomo's spirit is alive and kicking. You know, because he claims that Mr. Nkomo said that he's going to rule from his grave, you know. So he says, yeah, now Mr. Nkomo is at work. So maybe things may tend to be positive at the end of the day. Then silomnumzana ke uTalent Dube ukhona ngale Namibia. Baba Talent akunjani?
Yaphila Dube baba kunjani wena?
Nomphilile kakhulu. Anti ibizo lakho esindebeleni nguTalent.
Ibizo lakho nguTalent isimo nguDube.
Ah ubonike umthembo sibi.
Yebo.
Umthembo phose lakho baba.
matuzinda benza yala kuzano PFA yabona napa sizama kunyedisika thina esizavota ukuthi sibone ukuthi kanti vele sesithathe yiphi indlela ngoba izano ngokwayo eliyalibuye uhlelo lwenu lenza abanye abantu abalulalelayo bavulekele ingqondo ngoba i-ZBC yona ayikutho khonokho ayikutshengisi khonokho ngabe ngabantu be-MDC abathe bahlupheka khonapha abanganithi babakhamana khonapha ngabe ngiyakutshela ukuthi o-Herald nabosandemerad beyaphuma njani ngabe la mapholisa asebetheliwe futhi amathida akungabakwenza umakhulu kodwa bona hayi anti abeza khonapha vele kuthiwa yinto encane abantu abahlupheneyo yikisuphala umuntu egwazwa ukuthi ukuthi hhayi siphombukungazwana nendlini singabantwana nje kasibazwana naka yindaba yenu umdala uphoke ngasa-adresanga nxa kakade kufikeke kukhanya kuthi wafikeki lapho
yaungafikeubona ngani kuyagcina ngani
Hello.
Ubona ngizani kuyagcina ngani khonokho ulwisana kwa?
Hayi, mina umbono wami mbona ngani izani uPS yona ngokwayo. Hayi, so selidimele emansumpini. Hayi, umbono wami mina mbona ngani selidimele emansumpini. Ha, akusela lutho lapha ngoba abantu bayakubona sile ukuthi ngabona ngokwabo vele sezizinkunzi zodwa yena njengomdala vele kasabakwanisi njalo kasozatsho lutho ngakho zeli vele sezizinkunzi sezizinkunzi so hhayi umuzi lo akusela lutho kuzala ukuphika lapha kam 2018 abakhampena ngokuthi abantu babayibhalisa please keep it up
hhayi sibongele kakhulu ngetalenti uzahamba uyevota lawo uzabhalisa
Vele. Mina angihlali eNamibia kwesikhathi sonke. Ngiyabe ngimbuyambuyela. Mina vele ngumhlali weZimbabwe. Ngiyabe ngiyabhalisa. Ukuvota ngizovota. Mana phela nje ngithi abantu abalalela iCDC basendaweni okuthiwa yiBarangi. Abayilaleli kakhulu. Abathanda kophana kulo munye umalume wami okuthiwa nguMaziwa. Ukuthi Bhopororo kayithandile. Ngiyabona uyilalele so.
Hayi ngithemba ukuthi themba sibongele kakhulu mnumzane.
Yebo baba tuve zabona.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu as blessing Zulu is going to accuse me of nepotism and other things, right? So now according to Talent Dube, you know, he says this is a good chance for voters to actually choose. There are good leaders, you know, people out there who can actually represent them in the 2018 elections. So he says if people are fighting like this, maybe this is the end of ZANU-PF. So he says, yeah, maybe things are going to happen.
Yeah. Let's go to our guest who is just joining us. That's Mr. Douglas Mahia, spokesperson of the Zimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association. Mr. Mahia, good evening.
Yes.
Mr. Mahia, what is your take on this intra-party violence in ZANU-PF?
These are the things that the war veterans have always spoken about when they try to explain to society the reason why people fought during the liberation struggle. It was about democracy. It was about existence of many parties, the multi-party principle, and that people should benefit from that as we try to benefit from democracy.
With the way things are going, Mr. Mahia, do you see ZANU-PF actually these members reconciling before the 2018 general elections? Is it possible really that they will reconcile?
I will tell you from what I read about a French sociologist during the period of the French
Revolution.
Unification or German unification, that it is very difficult for classes of society to understand certain principles that bestows democracy to them. So really, we might not rule out some people who do not quite understand. And don't forget the fact that there are some people who are joining ZANU-PF, not from a political consciousness point of view, but from an understanding that they are joining ZANU-PF in order to enrich themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's bring Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda? Dr. Mkuleko Sibanda? Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, with this violence and no clear successor, some people, some analysts are of the opinion that you might actually end up having the securocrats or even the military determining who is the next president. Is that far-fetched?
No, no, I think that is the most, the highly possible option that we're going to end up with. Already, you are beginning to see that there is a lot of jostling. And I've had this, you know, in the last 6 months, various members of ZANU-PF would speak to me saying that, you know, one of our, you know, our candidate or our section of the party, our faction of the party is certainly going to take over eventually because we have the support of the military. The military wants us. So I think that this is not far-fetched. In fact, it is the most probable thing to think about now, that they are going to step in and say, okay, this is the order we're giving you. And I think that there's a lot of evidence across Africa and any other and many countries in the world that at the fall of a very strong man, some who is accused by others to be a dictator, you tend to have no option for civilian transition. You tend to have a transition that is managed by the military, overseen by the military, and dictated by the military. For that reason, I see, because of the strong role that the Zimbabwean military has played in Zimbabwean politics, I see no reason for one to think that the military is not going to be involved. In fact, all this infighting could be camouflage for allowing the military to become more and more involved and more acceptable as the option. You remember that this is what happened in Egypt, where the military became the only option for what could be an imitation of stability and security within the country. So I think Zimbabwe is fast-running itself into that situation.
Thank you so much, James.
So now on Facebook, we've got some messages. Blessing. One of them is from Max Manika. He says, United, we can stop this in a week. And then Jacob Munangi says, why didn't the police use tear gas, as they always do when opposition parties are either enjoying themselves or having some party issues? And then we've got Taurai Zutai, who says, this is the end of ZANU-PF. So, Mr. Mahia, do you think this is really the end of ZANU-PF?
It might not be the end of ZANU-PF. But it might be a period where ZANU-PF is going to demonstrate certain of its muscles. And those muscles will be felt as what one other speaker is saying. About the involvement of the security sector, because it will not look at the violence and do nothing about it, especially if it spreads it spreads throughout all the towns or so.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about intra-party violence in ZANU-PF. There were clashes in Bulawayo yesterday. There are two rival factions, the so-called Team Lacoste and G40 members were at it. And some are saying that they are not happy because the police, they were actually outnumbered. And it was a bit of a problem to contain the situation. Hence, it went on and on for several hours. Let's go back to Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda? The opposition is divided. There might be infighting in ZANU-PF, but do you think the opposition can benefit at all?
I think that if ZANU-PF continues at this rate, whether we like it or not, or whether many members of the opposition like it or not, they will find a serious imperative to put their hands together and lock this one in. The more likely that they will lock it in and lock ZANU-PF out,
I think that the more the reasons, they will be more assured of finding a reason to coalesce together. Because obviously you must understand that just as in Zambia and just as the respective war veteran has just said, there are a lot of people who are in politics for the wrong reasons. And this doesn't apply just to ZANU-PF. There are a lot of people who are in the opposition and are there because they think there is an opportunity for this position or that position or for positioning themselves for some other futuristic position if there is a government. And that all these people who begin to see an opportunity, even though these opportunities will not be enough for everybody, they will begin to think that perhaps it is important to get together because we are now more assured than before of actually getting something in here. You know, right now they are fighting with the best hope that some of the MPs will get in and that, you know, the resources that come from that, the authority that comes from that will still at the very minimum continue. But the more ZANU-PF fights, the ZANU-PF gets more and more divided, I think they will see a real opportunity and will like to lock it in. This is boding well for the opposition at the moment and not so well for ZANU-PF because the divisions in the opposition are not as profound as we're seeing in the ruling party. And at the same time, we're seeing the opposition beginning to talk about uniting and creating a single force to approach ZANU-PF in the election. So many Zimbabweans will be happy with that prospect at the very least. But I think that those who think that the infighting within ZANU-PF is perhaps a good thing will tend to regret in the hindsight because, you know, ZANU-PF isn't just running a garden, they're running a country. And the manner within which a transition takes place between one government to the other is so very important for ensuring some form of stability going forward. So Zimbabwe must, in effect, whether they're in ZANU-PF or not, must, in effect, be worried by the level of violence that members of ZANU-PF are willing to visit on each other.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. Please do stay on the line. Regatiende ku nemwe mterere ari kugokwe. Mr. Kana, vari kugokwe. Makadi pa gokwa.
Ngokwe mazimere.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu kuri sei kugokwe. Mhm. Right. Gokwe ninge riri kutsigira chirongwa zvakasimba. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
No, ndaende kuda kutaura nyaya yekubhurowa iyo iyi.
Taura henyu.
Iyi nyaya yandifadza zvisinga iti.
Sei muchidaro.
Bhozi muzanu-PF kare vanhu vaisimboti mune peace. Muna ndoda kutsigira point yekuti let's tell better than iye kuti pana mukoma wangu ari kuerika uyo ZANU-PF naitara aitinzwa pakarohwa vanhu kulupano vana mai kupa apo
vakazivaa
programu dzavaiita dzebereka mwana dziya iye waifunga kuti maybe zvicharamba zviri kuMDC chaitika but nhasi uno takudzoka kuZANU-PF vatanga kutatsana zvekare izvizvi dai vanhu vanga varovana zvisingaiti vachasvika kuelection vanenge vapedzina kuurayana
asika vakana tinenge tisingakurudziri hedu kuti vanhu varovane nekuti panopedzisira padeuka ropa handifunge kuti zvakanakira nyika hatifaniri here kuti vanhu ngavataurirane
ya kutaura kwakanaka ka asi chionai kuti apa vatanga kurovana vega pachavo muzanu-PF ka nokuti pazvaitwa kuMDC vana mai kupe vachikadzwa matiyegasi zvazvakanaka kuzanu nhati zvapinduka zvakuZANU-PF vakutanga kuti pakatadza kutaurira zvakanaka ndo zvazvinoita
hanzi dindingwe rinonaka richakeva rimwe kana irokwe vazvonzi handei pakapeti
roti mavara angu azara mavhu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Mr. Kana pagoko apa
ndatenda mukoma zulu hanu ndiri kuna ngukavu iri constituency ndokwandiri ndihakuwadi 1-2
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
aiwa ndafara sekumoresa hama dzizemdzizi hanzi kwete chirwere chinohwina
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru that was Mr. Kana he got cut off before he could greet his fellow MDC supporters but he's saying that he's not losing sleep over these intra-party fights in ZANU-PF. But of course, we urge people to talk about their differences. You know, fighting is not good, whether it's in ZANU-PF, MDC, ZAPU, any other party. It's not good.
Slopa bage umahlobo ukhona ngale ke eGoli. Baba Mahlobo kunjani? Mahlobo uyangizwa baba? Mahlobo ukhona ucingweni?
Ngiyakuzwa mina ngapha.
Ah, sengikuzwa kuhle sibili kakhulu. Akuphosela lapho isikhathi sesihambile. Ungathini ngakhona kokungazani phela iyakhala ingqindi kona ngale esikondweni sezapuzano kobulawayo. Ungathini ngakhona?
Hayi, ingqindi le ikhala embijana mina ndingabe ikhale kakhulu.
Hayi,
ya ngoba okusalayo lathi silabafowethu abashaya abanye bafa babulawa bebulawa yizana. Okuyukuthi bona mase betshayana bananzelela uburongo babo, mina ngithi kurayithi khonokho njalo kabatshayana beqhubekela phambili.
So kuhle ukuthi abantu betshayana kodwa
ye ngoba lakudala dube nxa wawukhula wawuthi ungashaywa ngumuntu uyecebela ubhudi wakho angayamshaya lowo muntu wawusala ujabula wena ngithi. Lathi manje uma kusenzakala kanje kutshengisa ukuthi labo abanye bakunanzelela ukuthi bona ukuphambanisa okwenzakalayo kumele batshayane lapha kabashayani ke babe sebekhuzana ukuze babekwazi ukuza kwabanye abantu sebenengqondo eqondileyo.
Kungakunjalo kodwa ke ubona ngani-ke kuyathi kuzokufika ukhetho luka-2018 kuyabe sokuhamba njani kuzani khona ngani?
Lapha ngizakutshela into ekuboneni kwami abantu laba khona besazoyitshayana njalo bonke bona laba abafisa izikhundla zona lezo asoze bazithole ngoba bazashayana babulalane bona bodwa. So kusekucineni kuzahlala abalutshwana bazananzela kodwa iningi labo bonke bona labagijimayo bazayitshayana njalo abantu bezanu. One problem which they don't determine in their mind is they are fighting on their own at the bottom. Hence, the top guys are enjoying life. People are being killed at the top bottom for the top guys to live a good life, which is very bad. And these young people, they don't recognize this. How come they can fight and kill some other people for some other people to live good life?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu mahlobo. Otherwise, sibongile kakhulu. Phosa nje yokugcina 10 seconds ngiyakunika.
Alright, ke hayi engikutshoyo mina ukuthi abantu thina amaZimbabwe kumele nje sinanzelele ukuthi uma kusenzakala kanje thina sibe le right direction okhethe ukuthi thina siya ngapha. Otherwise things will be alright, but not very soon, but it will take time, then it needs patience.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu, ungadinwa kusasa ba.
Hayi, kulungile, ngiyabonga tu.
So blessing like other callers. He says, you know, it's okay, let them fight whatever, you know. Maybe it shows the kind of attitude towards ZANU-PF. Maybe people no longer, you know, have faith in it, or they hate it or something. I don't know. I don't know how to put it. But at the end of the day, if people are just saying the same thing, you know, let them fight so that maybe Zimbabwe can be better. Maybe people have been subjected to a lot of, you know, some uncouth things. One of them said his brother was killed and relatives were killed, and maybe that's the reason. But at the end of the day, he says some people in ZANU-PF may have problems right now.
Dr. Asbande?
I think that this subject needs to be revisited over and over again to encourage Zimbabweans to embark, even members of ZANU-PF, to embark on a political process that is peaceful, that's some ideas about how to bring our country back to its previous position and perhaps even take it further into a more positive and prosperous future for many generations to come. I think that this must be an agenda for everybody else. I think that the celebration of the violence in ZANU-PF should and must be a very temporary thing that shouldn't carry on forever, because look, we share the same country, we're in this problem together, and we need to get through it together. If we do not do that, there's going to be nobody to build the future and or to pass on even better and good values to future generations who will have gotten a country that has survived and lived through a lot of unnecessary violence between people who must be sharing a country. And I think that your encouragement of ideals around peaceful resolution and peaceful politics must continue in that spirit. And I think that that's where we can guarantee our future. But certainly, the violence in ZANU-PF is going to bring is likely to bring about some transition one way or the other. There is no doubt right now that ZANU-PF is going through a transition. It may not be the end, but there is a serious transition that's taking place, and we must watch it very carefully.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Sbanda. Gibbs?
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, we still have got some messages that are coming in. Max Manika sent one message before, you know, now he sent another one. And he says, you know, this is a good opportunity for the opposition to do two things. One, to persuade other people. Oh, it just disappeared. Mm-hmm. Okay. To persuade the progressive minds in ZANU-PF to downplay ZANU-PF's efforts to maintain its hold on power. And second, to unite again and deal with this very weak system. So he's giving two scenarios here. Mm-hmm. Persuading ZANU-PF, you know, progressives to actually downplay everything that is happening. And mm-hmm. then secondly, to unite and deal with the system. So, and then he ends by saying, mm-hmm. I don't see ZANU-PF in 2018. People are not dumb. Mm-hmm. So let's take a caller. I think it's Lom Nomzanuli Mugali Ngobe, Kwanangale Botswana. Baba Ngobe, what's your name?
I strongly disagree.
Yeah, akutsho lapho ngodawule izani lapho ungathini baba?
Mina ngakutsho ukuthi hayi kasingaguguzela ukuthi abantu baqhubeke besilwa. Kodwa lokhu ngakube isibonelo ebantwini bonke ukuthi izani sifike komlindo yagcina. Yeah.
So ubona ngani izani siyaphuma sibili ngombono wakho?
Umbono wami kuqakatheke ukuthi sibe lelihlo sibone kude ngoba ungakhangela ilizwe esihambe through kukho kubuhlungu kakhulu. So lokhu akusivula amehlo sonke nini asingafiselani okubi ngoba wonke umuntu uyasafa whether ungezanu kumbe ngwe MDC kumbe ngwe IP party as long as ungumZimbabweni. Wonke umZimbabwe uyabuza ubuhlungu bento eyenzakala ekhaya.
Aha. Kodwa ke nxa kunjalo ke amabandla aphikisayo aza kwenzani ukuthi cine tata umbuso angakwenza konoko ukuthi acine tata umbuso ebandleni leZambia.
Mina ngibona kuqakathekile ukuthi abafake ama differences aside bafake indizwe yokuqala babambane kwenzela ukuthi kube lengqubeka ngaphambili.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Mnumzana Ncube ungathi nokusasa baba.
Hayi siyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Ncube, he says opposition parties should come together now and, you know, work towards coalitions or whatever and remove ZANU-PF from power.
There's a message from Muzi here in Virginia, America. He says ZANU-PF self-implosion is very much welcome by the rest of Zimbabweans, period. Actually, Zimbabweans wish the ZANU-PF division and factionalism is more than the two parties, G40 and Lacoste. We want 3, 4, 5, 6, so ZANU-PF becomes a mere opposition party within its own party. We need three more female jongwes to pop up within ZANU-PF.
So I think we've got some more messages. Let me see. And then we've got one guy by the name Robert. He says, anyway, even if all this happens, it's known that opposition parties won't take advantage of it. So we don't expect much from the opposition. Dr. Spanda, there. Somebody saying the opposition won't take advantage of this. So what can you say? I think our time is up, right? Dr. Spanda, I apologize.
Unfortunately,
you are going to
respond. We have run out of time. Sorry. Thank you so much. Mr. Douglas Mahia, War Veterans Spokesperson, Dr. Nkuleko Sibanda, political analyst. We also had briefly Mr. Magura Charumbira, ZANU-PF district chairperson in Blawe Central, and also Mr. Michon Love, ZANU-PF activist. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.